Once upon a time, there were three brothers. In a far-off country, there lived a man who had three sons and nothing else in the world but the house in which he lived. Now, each one of the sons wanted to have the house after his father's death. But the father loved them all alike and didn't know just what to do. At last, a plan came into his head, and he said to his sons, "Go into the world, each one of you, and learn a trade. When you all come back, the one who has learned his trade best shall have the house." The three brothers thought this was a fine idea, so they went out into the world and found skillful masters who taught them their trade well. The first became blacksmith to the king, the second became a barber, and the third became a great swordsman. When the appointed time had gone by, the three brothers came back home to their father, who was very eager to have them show their skill. The young men were busy inventing ways to do this, when all at once, a big rabbit came running across the field. "Watch me, father," cried the barber. Quick as a wink, he took his brush and soap and began making ladders. Then, when the rabbit came racing by, he ran alongside and lathered and shaved off the rabbit's whiskers without even cutting his skin a tiny bit. Soon after that, up came a nobleman in his coach, dashing along at full speed. Then said the blacksmith, "Now you'll see what I can do, father." Then he ran after the coach, took all four shoes off of one of the horses while they were galloping, and put on four new shoes without ever stopping. Then the third brother, who was a great swordsman, said, "Please, father, let me have my turn." It was beginning to rain, so he drew his sword and swung it back and forth over his head so fast that not a drop fell on him. It rained harder and harder, till the water was coming down in torrents. But he only flourished his sword faster and faster and faster, and remained as dry as if he were sitting inside a house. His father was amazed. He said, "This son has learned his trade best of all, and the house is his. But all of you have really won, because in learning your trade so well, you will all be successful and happy as long as you live."